Nigerian expat Chris Abani won the Penn Hemingway Award for his novel Graceland. He now lives in Southern California and has set his new book, The Virgin of Flames, in Los Angeles. Alan Chews has a review.
An L.A. artist named Black, half African, half Latino, is painting a 50-foot-high mural of the perfect woman on the side of an industrial building in Los Angeles. Black's attraction to Sweet Girl, a Mexican transsexual dancer, also sends him about 50 feet high. There was a contained wildness to her that he loved, we hear. Maybe that was it. Perhaps he'd never been in love with her, but in love with the tempest of her. In passages that rival Henry Miller and William Burroughs for the frankness and ferocity of their sexual explication, Abani creates quite a tempestuous portrait of a passionate artist, indeed a passion artist, as a young man. But as frank as Abani's depiction of Black's craving gets, another love as great as his desire for Sweet Girl emerges in these pages. It's the writer's passion for the cityscape of Los Angeles. We know this going into the book with its incantatory opening page, beginning, "This is the religion of cities, the sacraments iridescent in its concrete sleeve, the Los Angeles River losing faith with every inch traveled, a cluster of high-rises like the spires of old cathedrals trace a jagged line against the sky, ever the uneven heart of prayer." This celebration of the city frames beautifully the story of Black's obsession with Sweet Girl the dancer and painting. That was perhaps L.A.'s beauty, Black thought, that it never tired of reinventing itself. There were several cities within it, and you had to yield to it before it revealed any of its magic to you. That's true for Abani's iridescent novel. If you yield to it, whether quickly or slowly, you're bound to find yourself shocked and entertained and moved.
The book is The Virgin of Flames by Chris Abani. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.